quirky news, unusual news stories from around the world.
For real. A New Zealand couple are having some problems registering their new baby's name. Paul and Sally Chica wanted to name their baby son For Real. However, they were told that For Real can't be used on a birth certificate because numerals are not allowed. The government office has opened negotiations with the parents. This is because of a law that says that all unusual names must be given a case-by-case consideration. A government spokesperson said, "The name has not at this stage been rejected. We are currently in discussion with the parents to clarify the situation. Under New Zealand law, all children must be registered within 2 months of birth. The baby will be registered as real if no compromise is reached."
Bad golfer. A golfer who hit a bad shot started a 20-acre fire. Jim Paolo knocked his ball into the grass outside a golf course in New Mexico. However, when he tried to hit the ball back onto the course, his club struck a stone that created a spark that started a fire. After a few minutes trying to put out the fire, Jim gave up and called the fire service. He was totally honest about it, a fire chief told journalists. Within hours, about 50 firefighters and fire engines were in the area and spent hours putting out the blaze. "We had a lot of equipment out there," the spokesperson said. "Eventually, we got the fire under control."
Unlawful destruction. A taxi driver who tried to help some actors and victims watched in horror as his cab was completely destroyed. "I was the first person to stop at the accident scene," Sam Cryer explained. "So I got out of my car and assisted the injured. It was minus 25 degrees C, so I let two slightly injured victims sit in my Mercedes taxi while we waited for the rescue services to come. When the fire brigade arrived, they asked me where the victims were, so I pointed to my car. However, before I could explain to them that my taxi had not been involved in the crash, they took out their axes and started cutting the roof off, without asking the survivors if they could simply get out through the doors. As a result, the taxi was completely destroyed, and now poor Mr. Cryer is trying to convince the insurance company that he did not make up the story."